Trump, Democrats nominating jihadists who want to get rid of the Senate are at midterm disadvantage. By Nick Gilbertson on August 10, 2026. Washington, President Donald Trump said that Democrats are nominating jihadists and candidates who want to do away with the U.S. Senate, putting them at a midterm disadvantage. Trump criticized the 2026 crop of Democrat Senate and congressional candidates in response to a question from Breitbart News in the Oval Office on Monday. When Breitbart News asked if he had any recommendations for Republican candidates and if Democrats are making Republicans' lives easier considering the radical candidates they are putting forward, he said, "We have jihadists being elected all over the place. We have this, whether it's communism, jihadism." A friend of mine called up, he said, "You know, really, you should use the word jihadist because that's what's happening. And I'm not sure that anybody, if you take a look at what happens in other countries, I think that's not going to be necessarily the way we want to live," he added. Trump then tied Democrat candidates to the platform of the radical extremist Democratic Socialists of America, DSA, which is the party of New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani. D. In an interview on Fox News Sunday with Shannon Bream late last month, DSA co-chair Megan Romer said the party seeks to abolish the presidency, the Senate, the Supreme Court, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, and prisons. But when you look at the radicalism and the craziness of the candidates and the stupidity of what they're suggesting, let's get rid of the Supreme Court, let's get rid of the presidency, let's get rid of the Senate, Trump said. Sometimes I'd like to get rid of the Senate too, but I don't say it, and I wouldn't do it. But you know, they want to get rid of the Senate. They want to get rid of, ideally, the House. But they're thinking about maybe keeping the House. You know, isn't that nice? As of last week, many prominent Democrat nominees have not answered whether they want to abolish the Senate. During the interview with Bream, Romer also confirmed the party's platform includes mass amnesty for illegal aliens and defunding the Pentagon. These are people that have been not successful. They're people that have been, in many cases, failures, Trump told Breitbart News on Monday. They come from other failed countries, and they come here, and they tell us how to run our country. They come from places like, I won't mention because I don't want to get myself into a controversy, but they come from countries that are not great. They come from, let's say, as an example, Somalia, he added. They come in, and then they tell us how our constitution, how our Declaration of Independence, how it works. It doesn't work that way, and they're not smart. They have no aptitude. They have nothing going, and they're telling us how to run our country. Trump believes that Democrats shift to the hard left, as exemplified by Abdel El-Sayed's nomination in the Michigan Senate race over more moderate Representative Haley Stevens, DME, is putting them at a disadvantage to Republicans as the general election kicks into gear. I just don't think it's going to happen. I think that they start off, now I may be wrong, you know, they start off with a big disadvantage, Trump said. People don't want to have radical lunatics involved in running our country, and that's what we have. We have people that are saying things that are so crazy. Now they're denying it, or they say, well, I've changed my mind. They want to defund our police. They want to terminate our military. No military. We don't want any military in our country. We don't want our police to be paid anymore. They want our police down to like almost nothing. It's like, does it make sense, right?